Phoneboy Speaks, episode 908, Let's Encrypt Shows Its Roots. If you haven't been following the Let's Encrypt saga, so the idea behind Let's Encrypt is a way to make it very easy for websites to have HTTPS. And so, right now, if you want to get an HTTPS certificate, you either have to generate a self-signed one, which no browser will accept, or you have to pay or go through some arduous process to get a free one. And I've actually got an HTTPS certificate on phoneboy.com, but it wasn't an easy process to have to go through. The idea here is that this will be in a totally automated process by which a site like myself can get an SSL certificate and put it on the website, and so I don't have to go through the trouble of installing it, and then it's just something I can just do on the command line or do something very quickly, and all of a sudden, voila, my site now has HTTPS on it, and it's theoretically using a certificate that every browser will accept. And so one of the first steps to that is generating the root certificate and the signing certificates for this certificate authority, and those have been published. And since one of one of the browser makers is actually behind this Let's Encrypt thing, so Firefox will probably already get these certificates pretty quickly, and I'm sure the other browsers will follow along. So this summer, right, I may change my SSL certificate using Let's Encrypt just because it'll be easy to get, hopefully, and if I need to generate another one, I'm sure it'll be really straightforward. So this is we're laying the groundwork now, getting the root certificates distributed to all the major browsers and give everybody a chance to update, and Microsoft to update and Apple to update and all this other stuff, and then when these certificates start showing up on the interwebs, your browser will automatically accept them, and then that's part of the ease of use of it is, it's something that all browsers will accept. Because, I have issues with my own site now where even though the certificate I generated is accepted by my browser, there's a few things like on Apple's backend that don't actually accept it. So I had, in order to get my podcast relisted on iTunes, I had to actually move the RSS feed to a URL that was not SSL encrypted because Apple's backend couldn't validate my SSL certificate. So maybe that's a problem that will go away in the near future. Hopefully, Apple's backend will support that. But meanwhile, it's something I had to go through. It's because of that lack of ability to validate my certificate. And I've had some other issues with it too. And so I've had to make various changes to my site and feeds and blah 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 to make it so that people can know when my podcast is, can find my podcast and subscribe to it. Of course, if you like my podcast, tell a friend, please, because I'm not, it's not like I'm paying anybody to promote my show, and it's not like I spend a lot of time promoting it either. Although, I probably get a couple hundred people listening from time to time, and so thank you for listening, for sure. But this is something that, I'm looking forward to this Let's Encrypt thing, and so we'll hopefully it'll launch next in the summer, and we'll be able to. Summer in the northern hemisphere. I realize it's almost winter now in the southern hemisphere. So, but I'm looking forward to this being available very soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.